First Minister, you're here this morning at kind of Creating the Good Economy Through Job Creation conference with NICFA. Do you think last night was a good advert for the Northern Ireland economy and how we grow it?
I think it's far from a good advert, and I just can't imagine why people decided to initiate this divisive, sterile and provocative kind of debate in the City Council. I don't think that trade was doing badly. Christmas trade was building up in the city while the flag was still flying in Belfast. Why they decided to initiate it at this time, I don't know. I can't imagine the thinking behind it, other than people who are just bent in their own mind on trying to advance an anti-British agenda.
Does it make your life more difficult when you go to China, when you go to foreign trade trips?
Well, I think that it's unlikely that it'll be on the front pages of any of the Chinese newspapers. But I think for anybody who is in Belfast and at this time is looking to invest in Northern Ireland, it isn't a good advert. The traders who are there in the continental market undoubtedly will start questioning whether they are coming to the right place. It doesn't encourage people to come into Belfast to do trade. It's bad for everyone. It's bad also for those of us who democratically are standing up for the flying of the flag, to have people causing violence and causing injury to police and others. That does not help our cause.
Lastly, you're talking to the community and voluntary sector today. Do you think they have a strong role in actually building the economy and creating jobs and recovering?
Yes, I recognise the very difficult challenge that the community and voluntary sector is facing. It's hard to get money. Budgets are very constrained. Yet the need keeps increasing, particularly at times of an economic downturn. So they have a very difficult role, and my message to the conference was that that requires the organisations to change. It might in some cases require consolidation of a number of organisations doing the same kind of thing. It might require some rationalisation, or it might require something completely different. But change is inevitable for this sector, and I want them to be able to lead that change and to ensure that they can manage it into the future.
Thank you, First Minister.
Thank you.